Thank you for calling Dial a Story. This is an abridged Puss in Boots by Charles Perrault. "You see, sir," said the Marquis, "this is a meadow which never fails to yield a plentiful harvest every year." The Master Cat, who still went on before, met with some reapers and said to them, "Good people, you who are reaping, if you do not tell the king that all this corn belongs to the Marquis of Carabas, you shall be chopped as small as mincemeat." The king, who passed by a moment after, who needs know to whom all that corn which he then saw did belong. "To my lord Marquis of Carabas," replied the reapers, and the king again congratulated the Marquis. The Master Cat, who went always before, said the same words to all he met, and the king was astonished at the vast estate of my lord Marquis of Carabas. Puss came at last to a stately estate, the master of which was an ogre, the richest had ever been known, for all the land which the king had then gone over belonged to this castle. The cat, who had taken care to inform himself who this ogre was and what he could do, asked to speak with him, saying he could not pass so near his castle without having the honor of paying his respects to him. The ogre received him as civilly as an ogre could do, and made him sit down. "I have been assured," said the cat, "that you have a gift of being able to change yourself into all sorts of creatures you have mind to. You can, for example, transform yourself into a lion, or an elephant, and the like." "This is true," answered the ogre very briskly, "and to convince you, you shall see me now become a lion." Puss was so sadly terrified at the sight of the lion so near him that he immediately got into the gutter. A little while later, when Puss saw the ogre had resumed his natural form, he came down, and oh, he had been very much afraid. "I have been moreover informed," said the cat, "but I know not how to believe it, that you have also the power to take on the shape of the smallest animals, for example, to change yourself into a rat or mouse. But I must own to you, I take this to be impossible." "Impossible," cried the ogre, "you shall see that presently," and at the same time changed into a mouse and began to run about the floor. Puss no sooner perceived this, but he fell upon him and ate him up. Meanwhile, the king, who saw, as he passed this fine castle of the ogres, had mind to go in it. Puss, who heard the noise of his majesty's coach running over the drawbridge, ran out and said to the king, "Your majesty, welcome to the castle of my lord, the Marquis of Carabas." "What, my lord Marquis?" cried the king. "And does this castle also belong to you? There can be nothing finer than this court in all the stately buildings which surround it. Let us go into it, if you please." The Marquis gave his hand to the princess and followed the king, who went up first. They passed into a spacious hall where they found the magnificent collection which the ogre had prepared for his friends, who were that very day to visit him, but dared not to enter knowing the king was here. His majesty was perfectly charmed with the good qualities of my lord Marquis of Carabas, as was his daughter who had fallen in love with him, and seeing the vast estate he possessed, said to him, after having 5 or 6 glasses, "It will be owing to yourself only, my lord, if you are not my son-in-law." The Marquis, making several low bows, accepted the honor which his majesty conferred upon him, and forthwith that very same day married the princess. Puss became a great lord, and never ran after mice any more, but only for his diversion. That was an abridged version of Puss in Boots. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.